Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today we are discussing psychic drama and conducting readings on the air. 914-338-0164. So we're going to be reading some Shakespeare, and that should be interesting.
Yeah, well, readings on the air is a musical composition.
Yeah, but that's oh yes.
Conducting readings on the air. There used to
are
be
you going to be conducting
King,
me?
King,
maybe that will happen someday.
Something about the air is a classical musical. But it doesn't.
Air Talk?
No, it was.
You mean a show on classical music?
Air something, yeah.
I don't know. I don't. Is that
no.
An older show? I don't think it's been.
I didn't even know if they have a KFAC. KFAC.
KFAC, yeah, I don't know it.
I don't think it's.
I don't know it.
It used to be a classical station.
I see. Well, okay. I'm not from the area, so I would not.
Yeah.
Again, 914-338-0164 is our call-in number. What is going on? We've got a little raccoon in the trash.
Yeah.
Talk while I get away from that.
Well, we are here. We're going to be discussing psychic drama, which is about the drama that we bring into the world. And some of us, you know, are pretty subtle, but many of us are drama queens, drama kings. Everything's always a drama. And our expression through life is always dramatic. And there's always something going wrong. Well, the premise from our standpoint is that some of that is karmic. We come in with this turmoil of karma, and it presents a kind of dramatic essence to our discussion, to our being, to our language, and it's not solely traceable to our upbringing. Drama comes in through a different attitude. I mean, all kids go through drama, and they have their temper tantrums and things like that, and so we can easily trace it along those lines.
Right, and then you talk about someone's emotional makeup, so a person who is more emotional is
yeah.
going to be more dramatic than someone who's more stoic personality and
yeah.
detached.
You know, and some parents will say, I don't understand why my kid's so dramatic, you know, and psychologists or behaviorists will say, well, that's just typical, you know, they're going through the terrible twos or they'll find something maybe in the home environment that's prompting something or the school environment. But, and all that's considerably legitimate. But on the other hand, our souls come in with drama. And when our souls come in with a depth of drama, we can't help it. We tend to dramatize everything. And when events happen, they are combined with our own dramatic sense of soul journey. And then that just
it's like fuel, adding fuel to the fire.
Is yeah, really lethal. And to the point to where it can even be fatal, where we have people who have such emotional instability that when they're triggered, they don't even see reason anymore and they commit crimes.
Right.
So that's where the premise starts from. And hopefully we'll get to it.
Yeah, we will. Let's get to the caller. Okay, it's Gwendolyn. Hello.
Oh, hey. How are you, TTA?
Hi. How's it going?
Look, I hit another pothole on this journey.
So yeah, I really knew.
What did I say to you before she called? I thought there was something wrong. I said to her, there's something wrong. Something happened.
Yes.
In regard to the situation.
Absolutely. A pothole.
Yeah.
And it was an oversight.
Explain to us what happened.
There was an oversight on my attorney's behalf in not reviewing the administrative orders that were listed on the judgment that I won, in that she needed to make sure that the specifics of the decisions, parenting time, when it started, what date, to be served to him. In that not being done, however, and through due diligence on my part, as always, or things like this just continue to happen, I brought to light that oversight. Otherwise, we would still be sitting here not having that signed order with the specifications on it so that I can go and just take my children as I'm supposed to. So that didn't happen. And I knew something was going wrong. I could feel it coming on. It was a building of a pressure and an energy around me. Stink bug appeared. Okay, I keep feeling it out. Okay, bring it to light. Yesterday, I put my foot down, made a decision that this is not okay. I paid a lot of money to someone whose job it was to make sure that there were no loopholes, there were no oversights, and that was not enough. So
if we understand correctly, because your ex-husband was not served properly with the documents, now you're not able to get your kids? Is that
right? Or I have to wait 5 more days, and I was supposed to have my kids last Friday, starting this Friday, and now I've missed that, and I'll miss them, and I won't have them for Christmas because of an oversight on a professional's behalf that was paid a lot of money to not have any type of oversight like that.
So
it's basic. She should have done it.
You're going to get the
kids. Oh, yes, ultimately.
It's just a delay. It's just a delay. So you're wondering. Go ahead.
It is. And I did get, Cardinal came as a messenger yesterday, appeared. So I understand that for me, there's two types of growth going on, that I need to make sure I exercise what my boundaries are in this, stand within my boundaries, not allow it to be penetrated by nonsense. So I know that I'm doing that part, and it's a pothole, and I'm going to breathe through it. What I feel really protected. I just want to know that this is going to keep going forward. Is there anything I'm missing here other than just I have to stand my ground?
Well, are you going to do anything? I mean, I don't know if there's any recourse against the attorney. I mean, what do you think, Neil?
I don't even need a recourse for her, really, is what I'm thinking. I just want this corrected. I want the 5 days done. The judgment has been done. The enforcement actions have done nothing but fail the enforcement of. So there's no ground. He gets 5 days. He should have no say-so. He never showed up. Period. My lawyer said this isn't even a logical request, is to have him served for 5 days. I should just get the judgment signed. Period. Over.
Well, the matter between you and your attorney, I know that's not the ultimate question here, but in all due light, she should compensate you in some form for the error she made. I don't know how that would be
exactly
worked
out. Right, and I agree. Right.
Monetarily.
So you could say to her, can I be compensated for this error? And let her, in all good conscience, give you some kind of compensation. Ultimately, that can go back to your children. If you save some money, you can apply it to the well-being of your children.
Right.
But this delay, Gwendolyn, results from there's a certain aspect when we look at the energy of your life. When a person who's compounded, such as you, at 39-12-3 with a repetition of 6-9 in their energies and a 2-6 in their energy, you have this zone of energy where some of this difficult passage is sort of connected to the karmic elements that you came in with. So it's almost like, oh, well, it yes, it's an error on the attorney's part, but also unbeknownst to any given party, there's also a karmic element going on whereby you just have another, like you say, pothole. It's like traveling down the street, a pothole. It doesn't stop you from driving, but it can be a bump on your tire. So that's what essentially this is, but the grand tour of your life is that you get your kids back, things can be restored. There's a five-day, you say there's a five-day waiting period. So if we look at a five-day waiting period, what would be the date at which this would be resolved?
I was told he would be served those papers and begin the five-day as of today. So if I recall correctly, Christmas Eve would be the end of it. Christmas Day is a shutdown. There's no one to enforce anything on that particular day, so it'll wait till right after Christmas, I'm sure.
It'll be 12/26.
I'm sure. Yes. Mm-hmm. Of course. It's like par for the course, but I'm going to breathe through it. I mean, I have to go on living life and sustaining everything that I've built. At the same time, like, I did send my attorney a letter, and I let her know, like, these things really aren't options here. There's nothing negotiable. This is a process. You fell down, but I take the cost on that team. I'm the only one carrying the cost on this team, and I don't want that negated in this. And so
to
compensate me, it's a conversation to be had, sure. But right now, fix it.
Okay. So that's pretty logical.
So is someone serving him today? Do you have a person?
I was told he would that he would be served today, those papers under certified mail, and that's the beginning of the 5-day.
Okay. So let me explain something real quickly to you, and then Kristen can add whatever she wants. The 26 in your day is a karmic element in your formula there. 26. Mm-hmm. So the 26 is the completion date. Today's date, 12/19/2018, comes to a 24. Now that 24 is hidden in the 26 of your day because it's 2 and then 6, but the journey between the two is 4. So 2/4.
Okay.
That in the day matches the date of your birth date and the date of this, of when this occurs. And then we've got the element of 5. The element of 5 actually is good for you because 5 in a female, 5 is strength. 5 is a strong number. So this would all resolve. I would hope that she compensates you. I don't know.
Maybe the courier could be paid for, the service fee or
whatever.
Some hours of work.
Right.
I think, you know, just for the sake of radio talk, I would say, you know, let her take off $350 bucks.
Right, right.
You know?
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
Or or $200 a day that you have to wait.
Right? Yeah, I kind of like the sound of that one. Yeah, somebody's got to be paying penalties here. Yeah,
yeah,
seriously, I've taken every hit. Right. I like the daily charge because every day is a breath out of my life.
Let her take off 200 a day. That's $1,000. And for the misery she put you through, and if she says, well, you know, blah, 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 you can say, look, blah, 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 the problem was you caused the problem. And for you to excuse it doesn't mean that you're just talking yourself out of a citation. You know, there should be some compensation for me. And certainly if
Amen.
He wants, he'll give it. So,
right.
So go ahead.
So I just wanted to expand on what you said about the number system, because not only is that 26 in her day, but preceding the month of December, which is part of her karmic code. I mean, she's a 39123, so it's obviously in karmic and master number next to that 26. And the day itself, Gwendolyn, 26/18 happens to be a 22/4, which again is that division of between 2 and 6. Did you say that? I don't know. You may have said it already.
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah. So the day is the master number of the day is found in that division of your day and the day that this should occur. But yeah, I would definitely seek some compensation from her. I don't know if you, I mean, what your relationship is like with this individual, if she's, you know, agreeable.
Right, yeah.
discussion.
Yeah, I'm going to handle it. We're going to have a conversation. Absolutely. We will have a conversation about this.
Keep us posted. It's unfortunate that this kind of marred your holidays, you know.
Yeah, I know. But am I right in that stink bug appeared, cardinal appeared? I'm staying in, I'm on the right track to hold ground and hold fort, pretty much. Like, I feel like that's what they're appearing for. They
didn't
disappear out of nowhere.
Yeah, I know you were going to take my joke. I saw it, the wheels spinning in your mind. And I was going to say it earlier, but didn't want to rock the boat.
We're
making a joke.
My bishop was going to take your card.
Okay.
Birds are... You
messengers,
know, birds are birds,
signs.
And then sometimes birds are signs, and that's even biblical. If you want to get into Catholicism, birds are symbols, or even the mythology. So, I mean, but a cardinal is a deliverer, and a cardinal is a strong member, a messenger of the church. So if you look at it in the terms of the church of Gwendolyn's life, and the cardinal comes to you, it's almost like a summons. It's like a... Mm-hmm. It's like an omen, and it's usually, in this case, I think it's going to be a good zone. And don't forget that cardinal comes with the letter C, which is the
third letter
of the alphabet.
And Gwendolyn's master number. So
Okay, there we have it.
We have to move
thank
to
you
other
so,
callers.
So much. God bless.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Happy holidays. Actually, we are going to be on the air before the holiday two times. I think we're doing a show on Christmas Eve, which I don't think we've ever done before. But so maybe I said happy holidays a little too early. So 510 has been waiting, but has not raised his or her hand. Press 1, 510, if you would like a reading. 510, please press 1 if you would like a reading. If you're just listening, then don't do anything. Okay. Oh, we're going to get to you in a moment, 510, because you didn't hit 1. So we're going to take 203 first, then get to 510. And this is Pat. Hi.
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 Yes, I'm. I feel like I should apologize for calling again.
Going on? You obviously there's a reason, so don't apologize.
Yeah. It's the same thing with my son. He said he wanted. You know, he asked if I wanted to talk, so we set up a time for Saturday, and he kept saying, how are you? How are you? How are you? He never apologized or talked about any of it. And I finally said, well, Terry, it's been a bit of a roller coaster. And before I knew it, he started criticizing again. And I said, let's just, you know, start from here, leave the past behind, move forward with and respect each other. And I must have said that 6 times. And he was bringing up the same old criticism that he brought up a couple of weeks ago. And, finally, he said, you don't have much more time to spend with me and my granddaughter, and said it twice and then hung up. And I'm just so perplexed, but I just, they are coming for Christmas for a very, very short time, maybe even less than a day. I'm glad that's happening. I think they're just sticking to the plans that they originally made. But I don't know if you could just help me with some healing energy. I'm really perplexed by him, but I'm really in a lot of pain.
Well, it sounds like, I mean, I know that we talked the last episode about you having this conversation, and we recommended don't do it. Don't do it before the holidays, just lay low. And I know that, you know, you just said you wanted to put the past behind and were essentially trying to move forward in the conversation, but probably the conversation should have been avoided totally because,
well, you know, I thought about saying no, but I intuitively, I really felt that that was going to anger him because everything angers him.
Yeah.
I did think about
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. That makes sense.
I figured he'd be insulted.
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
I'm sorry. Even if I just said, you know, let's put this off. My feeling was, I mean, everything is inflammatory with him. So I didn't want to insult him. And I honestly thought that we'd be able to simply, you know, just say, okay, let's forget about all this. But it wasn't the case.
Well, see, he's not at that place yet. I mean, obviously he has a lot of anger for whatever reason, and whether it's legitimate or not, it's he's directing it at you and unable to really let the past go. And there's, you know, I mean, luckily he's still coming for the holiday. I mean, I would say that. I said, luckily he's still coming for Christmas.
I know.
You know,
I mean, if your ultimate goal is to connect to your grandkids, who cares? Let him talk. If I nod your head, say, yeah, I know. You know, he's heard. He's been heard. He obviously needs to be heard without interference. Mm-hmm. And if you just listen to him and accept it, you don't have to. You can say, yes, I understand. I do. Yes, I see that. He's eventually going to wind down and feel like he got it out. And that might be a task for you. You might be inclined to want to jump in and say something, but the ultimate goal is for you to connect to your grandchildren. And maybe if he's standing as the guard of that destiny, ultimately, then you just say, okay, all right, yeah. And you don't pay lip service. You say, no, I see that. What you're saying is, okay, all right. And you just let him have his stand. The world's not going to change. Nothing's going to happen. The only thing that will activate is that you go, okay, I paid the price, whatever it is that he has over me, whatever he wants to get out, and I've let him speak his mind. I tried not to insult him. I just validated and did some active listening and gave him back what I was hearing and didn't argue with it. And now there's more peace. And maybe he can relax because someone has to take the higher stand here. And the victims would be ultimately you not having a relationship with your grandchildren and your grandchildren not being enriched by their relationship with you. So in my estimation, the aggravation that you have with your son, the best way to reduce it is to let him talk, let him get it out. And the more he's going to feel comfortable, there must be an element in him that is saying, I want to connect. I feel guilty too. I feel bad. And if he can get past his issues by expressing them without interference, maybe he can get to the place where he does desire a connection with you.
And it sounds like she did that in the call.
Yeah. I've been taking everything he says, saying, okay, Terry, thanks for communicating, and so on and so on. 4 years. What happened a couple of weeks ago was he was criticizing me about this and that. Don't do this when we go visit my daughter-in-law's mother. Don't do this, don't do that. And then finally he yelled at me, you told her, this is bizarre, you told her you were visited by aliens and raped in your sleep. He is conjugating things so much. He's orchestrating. What that was about was I was talking to the mother-in-law. She was sharing me that she'd gone to see Van Gogh. So we were looking at artists online, and we came across Goya. And I was saying, he's dark. I was acknowledging that. And I came across a painting, which actually I love, of a woman sleeping in a succubus or an incubus.
Mm-hmm.
You probably know what that is.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So he came up with that. He said it twice, and then again he brought it up with this conversation. It's bizarre.
You know, since the era, and I know that painting, it's a famous painting. Since the area is so volatile, it's better that you don't express so freely about things in that environment where your son is connected. Because the main criteria is not your full expression around the members of the
extended family.
Yes. Just you have the awareness. You can talk about demons and aliens and getting raped. It's anybody else you want. But I wouldn't necessarily, you know, you don't want to go to the Republican Party and express what a strong Democrat you are and how they should change their mind.
Right, because he's posed to criticize. I mean, he's ready to attack you. So you have to be careful, unfortunately, if you want to maintain a relationship and maybe move into a more comfortable relationship with him in the future.
If you want to know the truth, this is Goya's fault. For having painted that picture.
Right.
I think he painted it so that you would be aggravated later in life.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I still love him, so I won't hold it against him. But,
yeah.
You know, I've thought about this for the past couple of weeks, and I've realized there's nothing I can say or do. I cannot speak at all to him. He will criticize everything. So I've just got to be totally quiet.
Neutral. Neutral.
Yeah, it's not a comfortable situation, but if you want to connect to your
maintain
children,
a connection, yeah.
You gotta, you know, wear tight shoes so you can go to the party.
Yep. Okay. I thank you. And if you could just send more healing
to
the two of us. Thank you.
We always work on everybody that calls the show. So we will specifically direct energy towards you and your son and your daughter-in-law too.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And thanks for the call.
Thank you. Okay.
And happy holidays.
Happy
you,
holidays.
You
thank you.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to give in, you know,
if you want him, you know, sometimes people make decisions to cut ties and it's healthier emotionally for them. But in this case, obviously the relationship with the grandchild is important, maintaining the connection to the son.
Yeah, there's things in there.
So there's, you know, you have to compromise. Okay. So 510 is next.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Who's this, please?
This is Tasha calling from California.
How do you spell your name?
T-A-S-H-A.
Oh, Tasha. Tasha. It sounds like she said Tashi. okay, and you're calling from the North Bay.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your question, Tasha?
Anything y'all see coming up for me but the new year? What to look forward to?
Have we talked to you before?
A long time ago.
Okay. What's your birth date?
6/22/1975.
I mean, is there a specific area or are you just looking for a general 10/20?
Yeah, general.
25. So you are 43 years old? Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Divided. So she's 43 years old.
Maybe 2007 she had a change.
Yeah, what happened in 2007? I don't know if we asked you that before. 2007 to 2008, your birthday's in the middle of the year?
Yeah.
Can you remember?
2007? I don't know. What happened?
Sometimes it's hard to pinpoint when time's passed, pinpoint what exactly happened. Okay.
You know, I don't know yet what this might mean, but when we get into the idea of spirits, and I mean here drinking, in the form of drinking, I'm getting, and I don't mean this in a negative way, so in some ways this is a twisted tale, but I'm getting something about a liquor store or a fine liqueur, and I don't know who... I don't know yet where that is at the beginning, but when we think of liqueur and fine drink, sometimes it's due to celebration. It's not always alcoholism. It's a celebration.
Okay.
Lifts the spirits, so they call it spirits. What connection do you have throughout your life with fine liqueur, with I don't mean the dark side, but the brighter side of alcoholic beverages, or whatever you want to call them.
I just drink wine. That's it. That's here and there.
So you like wine?
Yeah.
You don't drink like cognac or...
No.
Okay. So you're a wine drinker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a relationship where wine was part of the composition of that relationship and the enjoyment of it for however long it lasted?
No, not really. Because I'm not a hard drinker.
No. I don't. We're not putting it into that category. We're putting it into a mild, nice,
a festive
category.
Yeah.
Are you single right now? Are you single?
Yeah, single. Looking to rekindle back with somebody that I used to spend time.
We used to
drink wine here and there, as far as like celebrating just life together.
Okay, that's the
area we're approaching.
What's his birthday, Tasha?
His birthday is 12/21/1979.
Oh wow! So it's coming up in a couple days, huh?
Yeah. That...
3, 4, 5, 6, 16. He's the same master number and karmic number as.
That's where it's coming. That's where the conversation's leading. The conversation's leading to that rekindling of energy with this person. Has he expressed a desire to rekindle with you?
No, not yet. I'm waiting to run into him and see him in my neighborhood.
You mean by chance you're hoping to meet him again?
Yeah, to run into him, yeah.
You don't have like a relationship online where you would see him on the nothing like that.
What broke up the relationship?
Me being on medication that I had real bad side effects to it.
And you acted out or something on it?
Yeah, all the medicine made me act it out weird. I was like a totally different person.
What type of medication? You don't need to say exactly what you were on, but like for what were you taking it for?
Lupus medicine.
Oh,
lupus.
Gosh,
steroids. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those can make you aggressive.
Yeah.
Okay. The medication is a twisted side of alcohol.
Exactly.
Because what it's doing is it's trying to help you lift your spirits. It's trying to medicate you, just as in a festive way wine might. So there's a certain connection there, if you will, if you think broadly about it.
Okay.
My suggestion, Chris and, you know, there's no prediction. We can't predict here on this one. What Chris and I can do is put out an energy, the energy channels, and see if we can make that miraculous meeting happen between the two of you.
Okay.
I mean, you're...
But on the other hand, I would say...
I tried to reach out on him on Facebook. I'm waiting on him to accept my friend request.
So you're not connected, but you did try to reach out with him online.
When
you were with him, was the relationship really healthy and fun and nice?
Yeah, it was. We had a lot of fun together. He was like my best friend.
Yeah, and then you must have done something on that medication or whatever that really he had enough of you. It was too much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, maybe I don't really feel that he's in any other relationship that it would be outstandingly, which would otherwise disqualify you from having an interest in you. So there might be something lonely going on with him. I pick up that he's kind of lonely. Maybe I'm wrong, but is he family connected? Does he have siblings? Is he a kind of a loner, or is he a?
Yeah, he pretty much is a loner.
Yeah. Well, reach out to him again and say, listen, I want to apologize for any trespasses. I'm feeling so much better now. We had a lot going on. I'd like to reconnect and let you experience who I am today.
I would say with a phone call. So the friend request on Facebook, he may not have seen it. Call him. Do you have his phone number?
No. I lost all contact after going through that episode.
And you said you think you're going to run into him. So does he live nearby?
No, I live in the neighborhood where he hangs out at most times.
Oh, okay. So you don't know where he lives.
Does he hang out?
Put a note in his mailbox.
Does he hang out at a bar or does it that type of thing?
No, he hang out in his neighborhood. Like hang out at people's houses.
He hangs out at people's houses. So do you know the people that he hangs out with?
Yeah, some of them. Yeah, but nobody has seen him because lately I've been hearing that he's been working.
Oh, well, I don't know. We can put out a energy that you run into him. I think you might have to be a little bit active and maybe hunt him down or ask his friends or, you know, approach him in a way to where it wouldn't be threatening.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you want to present yourself in a very non-threatening way, not forcing yourself on him. But that might be one category. And let me ask you something real quick. Have you ever had a animal for a pet that was white in color?
Yeah, my cat Smokey.
And your cat was a combination of black and white?
No, he was tan and white.
Oh, tan and white. Okay, a combination. And was that past tense, or do you still have this cat?
I used to have the cat. I don't have the cat no more.
Okay. There's a song called Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. Do you know that song?
Yeah.
You do? Are you sure you know it, right?
Uh-huh.
It's a kind of romantic ballad, kind of a romantic song. I want you to play that and listen to it.
Okay.
I think it's You Made Me Leave a Happy Home. It's kind of a sad tale, but it's romantic. And it's got a certain energy. I'm only suggesting that if you listen to it, I'm thinking that maybe through the corridors of psychic vibration, that may help to assist you in having an encounter with them. I don't know if it's going to work, but the fact that I saw this animal, you had a cat named Smokey, it may be leading us to something on a more of a line of psychic interpretation to help you get there.
Okay.
Tasha, hopefully that will help spark some connection, but definitely be active in trying to seek him out, I think.
And what's his first name? Only.
Henry.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, that's weird. You know what's weird? Because I'm looking at the information of Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, and Eartha Kitt recorded Smoke Gets in Your Eyes with the Henry René Orchestra in 1952.
There you go.
So there's the connection, even a deeper connection. All right, let's bring on Gunjan. So, hi.
Hi.
So what happened?
I have an MRI scheduled for next week, so we'll see.
So you don't know yet?
No. So I just called in to see what you guys pick up.
About the MRI or about what specifically?
anything in general, anything.
Are you depressed? You don't sound like...
Yeah, super. I'm scared. Yeah, I'm scared. So
an MRI is like what, like an hour and a half? You have to be in there.
I have to be in like a it's a closed MRI for 30 minutes.
Oh, that's not too bad. I mean, at least it's not an hour. Sometimes when they do back scans, they're like an hour long, which is not fun.
Yeah. So.
Well, I think in this case, Gunjan, because we can't diagnose, we can't do anything like that. We're not going to state anything medically about what we feel. We're not going to do that. But what we can do is put out energy that everything's dissolved and it's nothing to worry about and go on. There's nothing that indicates, according to your birth date, that you're supposed to go now. So there's nothing outstanding about anything to dialogue about, oh boy, prepare for the worse. So
it's not so much that I'm afraid to go. I am just afraid to be a liability to someone. You know, I don't want someone, like, I don't want to be disabled, you know, and have someone take care of me.
No.
I don't.
Yeah.
you know, I that's not outstanding, an outstanding forecast in our minds.
Symptoms that you're experiencing, you said that you're having some numbness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And is that the extent of it? I mean, is the numbness intermittent? Is it constant? How numb are you? Is it just some tingling?
It's numbness and tingly, but I could still feel, if you touch my fingers, I could tell that you're touching my fingers. So it's not completely dead or anything. It's just tingling all the time.
In your hands or in other areas too?
In my hands, and I have a sharp shooting pain in my left leg.
I wonder, I mean, that sounds like sciatica. I mean, which I think can be connected to this kind of cyst, the leg pain. Is there any back pain at all?
Yeah, I have back pain.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if there is, with these kinds of cysts, if there's medical coverage that, you know, people have it and they, you can get rid of it and it can be dissolved and it can go away, or they can do out surgery.
Outpatient surgery. I mean, you want to make sure you know the risks. I mean, it may be, depending on what the risks are, maybe it's better to live with what you've got. If it's not serious, then, you know, I don't know. I don't know enough about.
Our approach is going to be that it's all going to be resolved. I mean, if there's any challenge here that can be resolved by psychic energy, we're doing that, Dungeon. And maybe there's a chapter somewhere in existence that says, well, with psychic energy, prayer, and all that kind of thing, things can change. Well, we tend to believe that. So we're not hiding anything from you. There's no immediate outlook on this, and there's nothing absolutely that says it's going to be horrible, or you're going to be incapacitated, or you're going to die. There's nothing that's coming up. I mean, if we're wrong, we don't know. We could be wrong.
That's great.
But what I'm saying is that we're humans, but we don't, nothing's coming up on the screen that says it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
So that's a good sign. I'm seeing a window with a window shade, and near the window is a beautiful glass formation, like a jar or something that's colorful. So run through your mind about the windows in your home, and if there's any kind of glass ornament nearby a window.
Well, I work from home, and I am sitting in a motel because my husband owns it. So I'm sitting, my desk is right in front of a window.
Wait, your husband owns a motel?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, since when?
Since we moved to Florida.
Oh, wow. So you're working from home, but not really. You're working from the hotel. Today,
yeah.
At least.
So was your husband's acquiring this motel, was that due to good financial standing? I mean, was he in a position to do this?
Yeah, I mean, we had to take out a lot of money from the savings and stuff. So,
it was a good investment. Okay, so so you're by a window. I don't mean that. Go just real briefly in 20 seconds, visualize your home. Do you know of any beautiful glass ornaments or glass display things that are colored glass? There's color to it. Does that ring a bell anywhere in your home?
The only glass I see is in front of me right now. And it's a glass that I could see through, and people outside cannot look in. They see a mirror.
The window's mirrored. They can't see in, but she can see out.
The window's cast in some kind of color where you can see out, they can't see in. So the window itself has a tinted color to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe that's what I'm saying. Are you wearing anything around your neck currently?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's
so
a necklace.
Just
necklace.
A necklace.
Touch
that necklace with the hand that's hurting. Touch that necklace with your thumb and your index finger, your second finger.
Okay.
And we're just going to put out energy, since this is psychic approach, that you're going to be cured of everything within your body.
So real quick, what's the necklace look like, Gunjan?
So this is a necklace my mother-in-law gave me. It's from India. It's I don't know how to explain it. It's Lord Shiva's necklace, beads. So if you wear it, it's supposed to be really good for you.
What kind of beads? What are the beads made out of?
They're brown. They're dark brown, but these are like specifically beads that are associated with Lord Shiv.
Okay.
Okay.
So what I mean, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
If we're picking up a necklace and you do have one, and the necklace was from your mother-in-law and it's meant for good health and well-being, and that's coming still from the psychic impression, and we have you put your finger to it, that makes sense.
Okay, Gunjan.
If you want to know, it's called Rudrox.
How do you spell?
R-U-D. Rudrox. R-A-K-H-S.
R-A-K-H-S. Okay, I will look that up later. Real quick, because we got to move. We have two more callers before we end the show in only about 12 minutes. Just give us the date of the MRI.
Well, here's the thing. So I have two appointments. One is this Saturday for open MRI, but if my insurance doesn't accept that, approve that, then I have to do a closed MRI next Wednesday. So I don't know which one's going to go.
22nd or 26th.
Okay. Weird, too, because we had it's just those numbers. That Tasha was born on the 26th, Gwendolyn's born on the 26th, and Gwendolyn's date of court is, or perhaps the release is 12/26. Gunjan wasn't tuned in then, but another caller has an important event happening on the 26th. So, well, hopefully the 22nd will be the date.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's an 18/9, and then the 26th is a 22/4.
Yeah.
Okay, so, let us know. We are back on the air on Monday, so if you give us a call then and let us know if you have an MRI, how fast will you get the results?
They will fax it over to my primary doctor. Then I have to schedule an appointment, so it'll be a week or so, I think.
Okay, so you won't know anything by Monday, even if you do get the MRI, but it will be in process. You want to say something before we move on?
We're fine. We'll put out energy for you, Gunjan, and just keep in touch.
Yeah, we'll keep you in our prayers.
Okay. Thank you.
For sure. Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Okay, 519 and 402. So we're going to get to each of you, but they're going to be short. Hi, 519.
Hello, Kristen and Neil. It's Jennifer calling from Canada.
Hey. Why didn't I recognize your number? I don't know. It's been a while.
I've started two jobs. One's at a casino, and I kind of think I might hate it. So I'm wondering if I'm wondering if quitting is the answer, or if I should be holding on to it in case this other job doesn't pan out because it's only contract.
Is it like part-time?
It's part-time, but you can have as many hours. Basically, if you wanted a lot of hours, you could have a lot of hours, but I don't have to if I don't want to. Over Christmas, I got to work all of Christmas Day, everything like that. Not used to that.
Give us your birth date again. I'm not remembering it.
April 3rd, 1970.
I should remember that. Why don't I? 4370. And what are you doing at the casino?
Dealing cards.
Really? So,
yes.
Gosh, don't you have
it's not as easy as it looks.
Well, I mean,
pardon me?
I would think it's, yeah, it takes some skill to do. So, I mean, is this something you're, I mean, you have to get trained to deal cards? I know I certainly would be like bumbling in the shuffle of the cards.
Oh, trust me, I am. Yeah.
Shuffling
that.
Huh? What did
I
you
am.
Say?
I'm terrible.
Oh, really? I have small hands, so it's kind of challenging.
Well,
but anyway.
Is the money helping you right now to make this money?
No, because I haven't been paid by either job. Unemployment, for some reason, has been sitting on my file since October. I haven't been paid from unemployment. I'm okay with the money, but so far I've got no paychecks from any of these jobs, no paychecks from unemployment. So
what's the other job? Jennifer?
It's a government job.
Yes, yeah, she was consulting or something.
Well, right? Common sense. You should hold on to the casino job until you are sure about the other job. I mean, if you let go of the casino job prematurely, I mean, you're still going to get paid. So why would you let go of it?
She doesn't like it. But,
I mean,
you
don't like it, but you probably will get this resolved in a couple of weeks and still have some money for you, unless you don't need the money at all. I mean,
I don't need it, but I'm kind of that frame. Like, I always feel like God puts us in places for certain reasons, and I have not yet found out that reason yet, other than money. Usually there's a reason other than money, I feel. So.
Well, you're sitting there. You don't have much contact with the players. You have to keep a stone face. You just do your dealing, and there's not much interaction that goes on. I mean, if you're there to help, if someone's coming in that really needs a good hand, and they're really not there for their own selfish purpose, but they got to help their brother or their son or whatever, and they're in the casino hoping to make something happen, and you're the energy force that displays the cards that they're going to need, that might be a reason.
I never thought of that.
Yeah. I mean, if we want to put a spin to this, is there any meaning to
like
be a dealer? And you're asking psychics for a higher meaning? I mean, that's the thing that comes to my mind. I am getting around you, as I had with the former caller, a black cat. So there's something about a black cat in your history. Maybe it's figuratively speaking, unless you ever had a black cat.
I've had a few black cats, yeah.
Okay, so you
and
know
not
what?
Everybody has. I mean, not everybody's had a cat,
no.
So that's, yeah, you
that's
know, specific
form,
enough.
That's a form of valid. That's a kind of a crude validation for the
sticking
necessity
with the job.
Of being kind of in a dark den, dealing cards, not a healthy environment, but you're there to maybe help somebody. So if I were there, if I were you, and you're trying to find a purpose, I would say there's somebody that is going to, I'm going to be connecting to, dealing cards to, that really needs help. And this is the outlook they're looking for. And I pray to God that I give them the cards they need.
You've totally changed my outlook now. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Okay, Jennifer. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Okay, 402. Hi.
Good morning. Hello.
Hi.
This is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
Sue with the cats.
Oh, Sue with the cats. Sue, hi. Hey, yeah, we talked about Cleopatra, didn't we, last time? We called the Egyptian significance of cats.
Yeah, the cats. No, I have them. And they have gold eyes.
Yeah. It's hey, nice. So what's your birthday again, Sue? I don't remember it.
It's 10/1/56.
I just found
I'm
it.
I'm a five.
That
yeah,
was from, from memory. Okay, so what's your question today?
I'm just looking to see if there's any changes coming in the next month for work or for home.
Okay.
If you guys can see anything or feel anything.
What type of work do you do?
I am an accountant. I do research accounting.
Okay.
What's her question?
She's 62.
Anything in the next month or two or changes at home or at work?
Are you a grandmother? Are you a grandmother at this point?
Oh, of course. I've got 12 kids, 12 grandkids.
I was going to say 12 kids. My goodness. 12 grandkids.
No, I have
not 12 children.
12 grandkids, yeah.
Your 12 is indicated in the crossover of your year 1-1 and 19 would actually become a 12.
And so with the 1956.
And so with 1956. So you have 12 grandkids. So there's something to do with one of your grandkids. If you're talking about a change this month and you're asking us on a psychic approach, something's going to occur with one of your grandchildren that, I don't know, maybe it adds a little bit of momentum to your life. And in your lifetime, throughout your lifetime, have you ever known a Carol or a Caroline or a Carolyn?
Oh, yeah. I have a cousin, real close cousin, that's Carol.
Real close, do you talk with her a lot?
Yeah.
Do you have a plan to do it? Do anything with this person?
Pardon me?
Travel?
Well, I would love to do it again. She took me on a 2-week cruise years ago, but I would love to do it again.
there you have it, travel.
Okay, so, you know, you're asking kind of a broad question, and our response is that something with one of your grandchildren is going to be kind of delightful. And then I would connect to Carolyn or Caroline, Carol. And
Carol.
Going on a trip again or doing something, an outing, something, an overnight.
Okay.
And who has pistols? Who has a gun collection or owns a gun?
I know two people that have them.
Who are they?
One, it's my son-in-law, and then it's my cousin. Another cousin. Yeah, a different cousin, either or I'm not real thrilled about. But
not real thrilled. And why do they have guns?
One, it's her husband that has a multitude, and the relationship is really rocky. And he's into the gun and rifle club and all that stuff and goes to the shooting things. The other is my son-in-law who thinks he has to protect his family. And he has four little ones. And it kind of scares me, the fact that, I mean, he takes it to his church. He takes it everywhere. And I'm thinking.
Well, there's a reason then why the gun came up, obviously. The only thing we can do is put out a prayer and an energy that guns never get out of hand, that they never harm anybody, they never have to be used with either individual, and that, I think maybe there's a spirit energy here that's just saying, boy, this gun is a little risky. Why don't the two of you, meaning myself and Kristen, put out an energy or sue to protect all the elements around those guns.
So he brings your home? Does he bring the gun to your home when he comes?
If they come and visit, yes, he will. Yes.
Do they live a distance away?
They're 10 hours away. So they only come once or twice a year at the most. So.
Well, that must make you uncomfortable having the gun in your home.
It does make me, it's not so much my home as it's in their home on a daily basis. And they have very curious child. One of them is very, very curious. And and I never even thought about it since the last time we were down there. But, as she gets older, I'm sure that's going to be a concern for me.
Yeah,
I
was just reading today
about
an incident where a 12-year-old killed his 4-year-old sister, and she, it was just before the show, actually. So.
You obviously can't control their lives, but what we'll do is put out a prayer that those guns never are in anybody's harming anybody, that there's protection, that if potentially anything would come up, that an angel slips in there and stops anything from happening. I mean, that's the best we can do right now.
I know. I agree.
Okay, well, do happy holidays, and
you
thanks
too.
For calling today.
Yes, talk to you soon. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, we're back on the air on Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, and continuing our discussion on psychic drama, which we didn't even get into. So we'll be looking forward to that and speaking with you then. Bye-bye.